Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 101, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 101. God's will for me is perfect happiness. Today we will continue with the theme of happiness. This is a key idea in understanding what salvation means. You still believe salvation asks for suffering as penance for your sin. This is not so. Yet you must think it's so while you believe that sin is real and that God's Son can sin. If sin is real, salvation must be pain. Pain is the cost of sin. And suffering can never be escaped if sin is real. Salvation, it must be feared, for it will kill, but slowly, taking everything away before it grants the welcome boon of death to victims who are little more than bones before salvation is appeased. Its wrath is boundless, merciless, but wholly just. Who would seek out such savage punishment? Who would not flee salvation and attempt in every way he can to drown the voice of God, which offers it to him? Why would he try to listen and accept the voice's offering? If sin is real, its offering is death, and meted out in cruel form to match the vicious wishes in which sin is born. If sin is real, salvation has become your bitter enemy. The curse of God upon you who have crucified his Son. You need to practice today. The exercises teach sin is not real. And all that you believe must come from sin will never happen, for it has no cause. Accept atonement with an open mind, which cherishes no lingering belief that you have made a devil of God's Son. There is no sin. We practice this thought as often as we can today, because it is the basis for today's idea. God's will for you is perfect happiness, because there is no sin. And suffering is causeless. Joy is just. And pain is but the sign you have misunderstood yourself. Fear not the will of God, but turn to it in confidence that it will set you free from all the consequences sin has wrought in feverish imagination. Say, God's will for me is perfect happiness, there is no sin, it has no consequences. God's will for me is perfect happiness. This lesson starts out telling me that sin is not real. That it is only my belief in it that makes me suffer. And this belief makes me fearful of God and my inner guide. When I look around at the world with the ego's belief system, believing sin is real, I see many examples that seem to affirm that sin is real. But he is asking me to have faith in the statement that sin is not real. And that statement is the truth. I've looked upon the world with beliefs of the ego, and all I saw was separation and sin. And these first few paragraphs are asking me, how much more of this do I need to see? Haven't I had enough? It's true that it doesn't make me happy to see it through the ego's thoughts. This lesson, it's showing me it's my choice to believe that sin is real or not. And as I am accepting that sin is not real, I can look on the world and not see sin. And not see separation. in these practice periods every hour, He is asking me to remember my faith and choosing the belief that sin is not real, and that my happiness comes from my belief that sin is not real. Happiness is uncovered when I remember and believe sin is not real. Happiness is my nature, and the belief in sin has convinced me that I could not be happy. But that belief is not true. And once I can let go of the belief that sin is real, I can return back to my nature, to being always happy. It's a tall order, but He is asking us to have faith today and to practice with faith as much as we can, to remember that sin is not real and has no real consequences for us. Holy Spirit, Higher Self, Inner Guide, help me today to remember who I am, that sin is not real, and that my true nature is to be happy. God wills for me to be happy, and so do I. I give my willingness to see things differently. Help me to transform my mind. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, let us gladly give these minutes to remove the heavy load we have laid upon ourselves with the insane belief that sin is real. We will escape from madness, and we are set on freedom's road. We remember there is no sin. God's will for me is perfect happiness. Thank you for joining with me in the truth of who we are, knowing there is no sin. Namaste.